62. To Apollon Nikolaevich Maikov. Dresden. December the 30th, 1870. Yes, I am resolute to return, and shall certainly be in Petersburg early in the year. Here I am constantly in such a frightful state of mind that I can hardly write at all. Work is dreadfully difficult to me. I follow Russian and German happenings with feverish interest. I have been through much in these 4 years. It has been a strenuous, if a lonely, existence. Whatever God shall send me in the future, I will humbly accept. My family, too, weighs heavily on my mind. In a word, I need human intercourse. Strahov has written to me that everything in our society is still fearfully puerile and crude. If you knew how acutely one realizes that from here. But if you knew, besides, what a deep-drawn repulsion, almost approaching hatred, I have conceived for the whole of Western Europe during these 4 years. My God, how terrible are our prepossessions with regard to foreign countries. Are Russians simpletons, then, that they can believe it? Is through their schooling that the Prussians have come off conquerors? Such a view is positively sinful. It's a fine schooling whereby children are harassed and tormented, as it were by Attila's horde, and even worse. You write that the national spirit of France is in revolt against brute force. From the beginning I have never doubted that if only the French will not hasten to make peace, if they will but hold out for as much as 3 months, the Germans will be driven forth with shame and ignominy. I should have to write you a long letter if I tried to give you a series of my personal observations, for example, of the way in which soldiers are sent to France, how they are recruited, equipped, housed and fed, transported. It is extraordinarily interesting. An unfortunate, poverty-stricken woman, say, who lives by letting 2 furnished rooms, rooms are all furnished here, she would have about 2d worth of furniture of her own. Such a woman is forced, because she has her own furniture, to supply quarters and food for 10 soldiers. The quartering lasts a day, or 2 or 3, at most a week. But the business costs her from 20 to 30 thalers. I have myself read letters from German soldiers in France to their parents, small business folk. Good God, the things they have to tell! Oh, how ill they are, and how hungry. But it would take too long to relate. One more observation, though, I'll give you. At first, one often heard the people in the streets singing the Wacht am Rhein. Now, one never hears it at all. By far the greatest excitement and pride exists among the professors, doctors, and students. The crowd are but little interested. Indeed, they are very quiet. But the professors are extraordinarily arrogant. I encounter them every evening in the public library. A very influential scholar with silver-white hair loudly exclaimed the day before yesterday, "Paris must be bombarded." So that's the outcome of all their learning. If not their learning, then of their stupidity. They may be very scholarly, but they're frightfully limited. Yet another observation. All the populace here can read and write, but every one of them is terribly unintelligent, obtuse, stubborn, and devoid of any high ideals. But enough of this. Till we meet. I embrace you and thank you in anticipation. For God's sake, don't forget me, and do write to me. Your Dostoevsky.